This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, I want to see if you can really impress us with your totally random pet peeve this morning. All right? Like, something that you feel like maybe nobody else has other than you. So think through this for a second. I saw this this list on Reddit, and it makes me laugh because I know there's probably something that drives you crazy that's not something that like everybody else also gets like annoyed by. So don't call if it's like, oh, it's a crying baby or like nails down a chalkboard or something like that. Don't call us or text us if it's something like that. But if you think that like, man, am I the only person that this pet peeve exists for? If you feel like you're the only person on the planet that maybe has this pet peeve, because I want to then explore that and see if maybe you're the only person. I'll go through some of these. Okay, this is a BuzzFeed list that's going around this morning. We'll go through some of these, then we'll go to your calls and texts as well. Like a person on BuzzFeed says, the sound of boiling water drives them insane.
Weird.
And they've never met somebody else that also has the sound of boiling water. Like they just, ugh, it makes them cringe. Okay.
Interesting.
Somebody says they can't stand these words. Ready? Hubby, which hubby is kind of annoying. Meal, the word meal, eating a meal, they can't stand it.
Okay.
Or chewy. Oh. All three of those words, they're instantly going to get like a pet peeve to those words for whatever reason.
The meal is random, like hubby, chewy. I can see if like whatever that sound to them might drive them crazy, but I wonder what about meal.
But those three, they can't do it. Okay. Hard handshakes.
Okay.
They say, like, are you trying to crush my hand? Like, I just can't do it. I can't stick with it. Jess, give me one that you feel like probably nobody else has this pet peeve.
It's the sound that condiments make when they're out, but people still keep squeezing them. Oh, like mustard especially, just
like
because I hate mustard. But my thing is, like,
okay.
When you go, we're just going to use mustard as an example because I hate mustard.
Yeah.
But like if it's already out and you squeeze it and it makes that gross like sound.
Yes.
You know it's out, but people will be like squeezing it, like trying to get every last drop out.
Like,
where I'm like
the wheeze of it?
Yes, the wheeze.
Like
the wheeze of the bottle where I'm like, you know it's done. So let's just let it be done and go get a different bottle. And people will keep going and going. It's the wheezing of it that I hate. It's the wheezing and then like the nasty leftover of like whatever, like just little marbles of liquid that are even in there that aren't there. You're just getting air.
Like you'll literally start to cringe over that.
I don't like
that. That's funny. Let me give you mine because I don't know if this annoys anybody else. So I'm talking to this new girl right now, right? Very, very, you know, very preliminary. Nothing big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just text right now. It's just, we're having a lot of text conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of ha ha, she says he, and that drives me up the wall.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
But like there's a bit like it makes me cringe.
People say he,
every time he, she says he. I'm uh-huh. like it just sounds so like you're like a little mouse or something.
What?
Like say it with your chest. Like he like bro like laugh out loud. Like it's funny.
Oh my
don't
God.
he me like ha ha. To me there's a big difference between ha ha and hee hee.
Maybe she just hee hees you.
No, she needs to be ha ha. Mm. She needs to be ha ha in me because that is way funnier than she's.
Well, then be funnier. Maybe she would if you were funnier. You know?
That wouldn't bother you, ha, to use the same thing?
No, I think it's the flipping same,
okay,
dude.
That's what I thought. Let's talk to Maria in White Marsh. Maria, you think you've got a unique pet peeve. What is it?
I'm telling you, it's when people use their windshield wipers and there's no rain. It just keeps going and going and going. And all I say is, please turn it off.
Wait, do you mean because it's like light rain? Do you mean like the rain
no.
is too...
You mean no
when
rain.
It's not doing anything. It stopped raining. There's nothing there. And they just have their freaking windshield wipers on.
That, what if,
on my darn nerve.
Wait, no, what if you're trying to clean your dashboard?
Jess, I do this all the time. Jess hasn't turned it off since she bought her car.
I don't mind that, but turn it off.
Okay.
Jess is like, I'll be right back. Hang on.
I feel you.
That would annoy me too. So I don't know. It may be a me and you thing though. Would that not annoy you? People are just driving around. If you're riding in somebody's car and their wiper blades are going off.
But I'm assuming it's because there's something on there they're trying to get off though.
But how do you know?
Maria, you come across as a person that gets annoyed very easily about things like me though too.
How do you know?
I'm telling you right now, like, people just annoy me in general.
They do, and okay? Me too.
So I'm a fan of Michael Myers, right? So I have a sticker on the back of my car. It says, I hate people, and it's Michael Myers with a freaking knife.
Y'all, watch out for Maria. I'm worried about Maria. Maria, I want to be your friend, though. We need to be friends. I feel like you and I get along very well. Okay, there goes Maria. Thank you, Maria. Who's up, Jess?
This is Samantha on One in Bel Air.
Samantha, you think you have a very bizarre pet peeve that nobody else on this planet has. What is that?
The sound of styrofoam and cardboard, especially when you like get a takeout from somewhere and you crumble up like the styrofoam container in the trash. Oh my gosh. I have to like cover my ears because I hate the sound of it. Oh,
so,
like,
I actually feel you. It's like I have like this reaction in my body where I just got like a new porcelain Hello Kitty Christmas tree, and it came in the styrofoam wrapping, and so you have to like grab the styrofoam out of the box, and I couldn't do it. I had to have Garage Boy do it, and I had to leave the room because it makes me feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah. I think that might be more common than you. Than you think.
I think that's a common one.
Does that bother you? No, but
really?
I think it's I
can't even hear it in my ears.
It'll freak you out.
Yeah.
And I think that one might be pretty common. Let's go to Aaron and Hill. Is it Hill? Are you in Hillthorpe? You are, right? Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah, what's
and
up?
It's Paris.
Wait, it's Paris? Oh
her
my god.
Name is Paris.
It's definitely not Aaron.
That's her pet peeve, people getting her name wrong.
Aaron's you getting my name wrong is my pet. No,
wow.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that, Paris. Wow, I
That's
heard Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron, no, Paris is not. Oh my god, let me change your name on my paper. I'm gonna keep calling you Aaron. Hang on, everyone, wait. Paris.
Okay. This is why you're getting he's by the way.
Oh my god. Okay, Paris. Sorry about that. I like that name, Paris. You think you had a pet peeve that literally nobody else on this planet has? What is that?
I hate when a grown adult says my tummy hurts. Like you're not five. It is just. Oh, cringe.
Wait, so adults aren't allowed to say tummy. They have to say stomach. Otherwise, you're walking out of the room.
Yeah, is it the tummy part that really turns you off?
It's very cringy. And it just reminds me of like the baby, like lovey-dovey talk. Like, it's just creepy. Like, my tummy hurts.
What's
your stomach hurts? You're 55 years old.
What's the age cutoff then? What's the age cutoff?
When do we have to stop saying tummy?
I would say 14 or 15.
So after 15, we're not allowed to you say my tummy hurts
no,
anymore?
No.
I say tummy.
I'm a tummy girly.
I'm a tummy user. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm 32 and I say tummy.
So you would say I think it is kind of weird to say my tummy hurts as an adult. It's
like you're
little,
an adult.
Like you're an adult, Jessica.
I'm not gonna stop
you're
it,
not a
Paris.
Child.
Paris,
I mean, do you?
I'm gonna say
at least
tummy.
I don't have to come around. You know,
Paris, like I'm never listening to this show again. Number one, because you got my name wrong, and number two, because I could never hear an adult say my tummy hurts.
Aww.
And that's not unjustified.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
to continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go to Kelly. What's up, Kelly? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What is your very unique pet peeve? You feel like you're the only person that has this pet peeve.
Well, first of all, let me just say, I think this is irrational, and I don't know why it bugs me so much. But in commercials very recently, and I feel like it's in every commercial, they say this, you know, medication, this prescription could cause, could cause tiredness. And I'm like, tiredness? I went my whole life, I'm 57, I went my whole life, never said tiredness once. What happened to fatigue? Like, or drowsiness? I mean, Jessica said drowsiness as another word. Like, why tiredness? Where did that come from?
Do you think we're just like making up lazy words at this point?
Like, you'll literally get irritated when you hear tiredness. Because, I mean, that is true. There's a lot of words you could choose for like
drowsy.
For that. Drowsy may cause you to be drowsy. Because we don't use that.
Did we make up tiredness?
I think we may have caused.
When did we make that up?
That's a really good point. We don't use that in regular talk. Like, may cause tiredness. Like, I don't think
I've
that's
even.
I've
never used it in my life.
That's funny. I will say this. It would not typically bother me. I would not have picked that out in just my own.
But now that you've brought it up, I'm questioning when we made up this word.
I now have a new pet peeve that I didn't even know I had until now, which is now really
annoying. You're going to notice it every commercial now.
I will
you're
say,
like, what happened to drowsy?
I know. What happened to that? What happened to the good old days of drowsy? And now we have to worry about tiredness? Dang it, Kelly. That's a good one.
Yeah, every time I hear it, I just say, what happened to fatigue?
What happened to fatigue? Okay. What happened to the good old days of fatigue? I just used to be fatigued. So, now I got to have tiredness too? Damn it. I'm extra tired.
I know it's irrational.
It's okay.
It's a good one.
It's definitely unique, but thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you for that. I'm just reading the text line. Some of these are so funny. I hate when people say Canadian bacon when it's ham. Like, is there a difference between Canadian bacon and ham? Is there a difference? I think there actually is a difference between those two. Is there, though? I'm not 100% sure on that, so I don't want to, like, offend our neighbors to the north over that, you know? Let's talk. I'm going to warn you. Samantha, I'm warning you. This is Samantha in Baltimore. This is a very touchy topic with me. And this is maybe my touchiest topic that we ever talk about on this radio station. But please, tread lightly when you get into this one. What is your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is men wearing thong flip-flops.
So, Kramer, that's you. Samantha, why does that gross you out?
Why is it a pet peeve? A pet peeve of yours is when guys wear flip-flops?
Every time I see it, I just roll my eyes. It's icky, and I've never looked at a man in thong flip-flops and thought, huh, I did that.
She'd be like, I'm actually closed for business. Oh my God.
Wait.
That is so specific. Dang.
Samantha, what in the world? Why?
The
why
toesies,
is that?
You're like, put them away.
Why?
I don't want to see the dogs. Put the dogs away.
Yeah, I don't want to see your dogs. Put
why?
Them away.
I can tell you why it grosses me out
okay,
when you do it,
listen,
Kramer.
Listen,
can I tell you?
I wear flip flops all summer long. From April to literally a few weeks ago. I don't want to wear slides. I don't want to wear slides. I want these toes out and free, baby.
The reason when you do it too, and I don't know if you notice, when you wear your flip flops, you will take them off, and then like your feet, you'll put your feet on that chair.
I'll put them up there. I'll slide my hair in the console.
And,
I don't care.
And so whenever I'm running the show when you're gone, I always switch out the chair because I know your feet have been on there for like 6 months straight, and it grosses me out.
Freedom is what it is.
It's nasty.
But why is it a pet peeve of you? Pet peeve, Samantha?
I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's just icky, and every time I see it, I don't like it, and it makes me mad, and I think that it shouldn't be allowed.
But there is a difference to you versus like the flip-flop and the slide, so you're not entirely against like men having sandals on. It's the something in between the toe that drives you crazy, right?
I mean, I would prefer a sneaker, so I don't have to see your toes. But if you're going to wear flip-flops, then the only choice should be slides.
It's the only choice at that point. Okay.
Well, luckily, you're not. It's not as unique as you think. Sadly, I should say. Sadly, you're not alone in that one.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.